SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
One battle after another has beaten sinners at this year's Oscars, winning six awards, including the coveted statuette for Best Picture. The film tells the story of an ex-revolutionary turned pot-smoking single dad who struggles to remember past phrases in a battle of wits against a terrifying colonial lockjaw, played by Sean Penn, who took out Best Supporting Actor. The film also won Best Editing and the inaugural award for casting, with director Paul Thomas Anderson also personally winning three Oscars, including Best Director.
I want to thank the Academy for finding my work worthy of this highest honor. And my classmates, Chloe, Ryan, Joaquin, and Josh, I couldn't ask for a better class.
Ryan Coogler directed Sinners, which entered the awards with the record for most Oscar nominations for a single film at 16. In the end, it won four, celebrating the story of twin gangster brothers seeking their fortune in the segregated American South. Coogler won Best Original Screenplay, Autumn Gerard Akapor for Cinematography, Ludwig Göransson for Score, and Michael B. Jordan for Lead Actor.
I stand here because of the people that came before me. Sidney Poitier, Denzel Washington, Halle Berry, Jamie Foxx, Forrest Whitaker, Will Smith. And to be amongst those giants, amongst those greats, amongst my ancestors, amongst my guys. Thank you, everybody in this room and everybody at home for supporting me over my career. I feel it. I know you guys want me to do well, and I want to do that because you guys bet on me. So thank you for keep betting on me. And I'm going to keep stepping up.
True to the odds, Jessie Buckley bagged her first win in the Best Actress category for her performance in the Shakespearean drama Hamnet. Frankenstein from director Guillermo del Toro won three technical categories, including Best Production Design, Best Hairstyling and Makeup, and Best Costume. K-pop Demon Hunters won the two categories it had been nominated for, Best Animation and Best Original Song. It was directed by Maggie Kang.
Thank you. Thank you to the Academy and to all the fans who got us here. And for those of you who look like me, I'm so sorry that it took us so long to see us in a movie like this. But it is here. And that means that the next generations don't have to go longing. This is for Korea and for Koreans everywhere.
Amy Madigan took home the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress, playing a demented witch in the horror film Weapons, while Norwegian family drama Sentimental Value won the Best International Feature. A lengthy In Memoriam segment paid emotional tribute to director Rob Reiner, who was stabbed to death in his home last December, and to Robert Redford, which included a rare stage performance from Barbara Streisand.
Oh yes, the way we were.
T. Mitchell, SBS News.
Australia's leading show for bold debate is back, where difficult conversations...
We can't go there.
...meet honest perspectives.
He couldn't control her anymore, so he killed her.
All new insight. Stream free on SBS On Demand.